Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello everyone, welcome to this episode of the Top 5 of Death. I am your host, Matt. I just farted and it stinks pistony. And if this is your first time listening to the show, you're like, hey, I'll check out this show. And that was the first thing you heard. It's a good summary of what the show is like. So if you didn't like my intro, maybe the show isn't for you. I'm joined this week, as always, by the world's most interesting Sam.
Yes, welcome to the Farty Poo Poo Show.
Hell yeah. The Farty Poo Poo Pee Pee Show. Or the pee-pee fart show. What was that? I came up with some show, and I thought it was very funny, but I forgot what it was. Also here is Buff Chick Dip Will.
Uncle Leo?
I think he does a bit every week. I haven't picked up on it yet. Also here is Charles Not Chucky.
Hi, I'm allowed to talk this week.
He's allowed to talk this week.
Yeah.
You weren't here last week. You had something going on. Where were you?
Not according to the fans.
Why? What did they say?
That I was here the whole time. Y'all just didn't let me speak.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we will do that. I think what happened? I think one of the first episodes we released, your track wasn't on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should have sold that, but we should have just kept it that way. Yeah.
You can just hear him kind of a little bit on other people's mics.
Now, quick question. When Charles, when you say fans, do you mean fans of the show or fans of Charles?
Oh, fans of me.
Oh. No,
my fans.
The charlatans.
Both of them.
Yes.
Both of them. Right, the Charles Hornets.
Charltards.
I'll work on it.
The Finsters. Charles, where were you? How was your week? What's new?
My week has not been great.
Okay. I like where this is going.
Terrible. Yeah, pretty terrible week. We pulled a tick off my dog, so she had to go to the vet. Jess had to go to the hospital for an eye infection. So it's been going well.
Pink eye?
No, she had a sty on her upper eyelid, and now it's she's not happy about it. She's probably pissed some things on the show.
Oh, Charles and his lumpy eyed fiance.
Luckily, she's not here.
Oh, that's good. So how would it? What do they do for a sty? Do they lance it off, or do they like give you something and it goes away?
I've had it before. Like, I've had one on my upper eyelid, and usually they just give you ointment. The problem was she was treating hers, because sometimes you can just treat it yourself and deal with it.
With like what? Hibiscus tea and like praying to a tree god?
Yes. You also got to get a lot more mushrooms involved. But you can usually just get rid of it with like a hot like a warm compress several times a day.
Huh.
But hers ended up, and you're not supposed to pop them.
Oh,
but
what?
Hers ended up popping on its own.
I didn't know they were filled with goo. Ah.
Yeah.
Ah. I think I'm changing my list now.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they're like a little zit.
I didn't know that. I thought they were like solid.
No, yeah, they can burst. That can be a problem. So.
Well, I mean, it sounds like... I mean, other people are having bad weeks around you.
Yes. But I have, with that compared with work and my dog, I have been riddled with anxiety. So it's been great.
Oh, well, hopefully, you know, end of the week, new week next week, you know, try it again.
Oh, yeah.
Sam, what's new with you?
Dude, I'm tired because I was at such a rager of a party last night, man.
That's right. Everyone but Charles was at my house. For a sick ripa. My wife's had a birthday shenanigans for herself, and it was a good time. We had like appetite. We had way too much food. I don't know what the amount of food I throw away at the end of every party we throw is absurd. But we played 2010 Trivial Pursuit, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, 2010.
Yeah, 2010. Yep.
Oh, tens.
Yeah. One thing that I couldn't wrap my head around playing that game was that 2019 wasn't that long ago. So every question, I'd be like, okay, what happened forever ago? And then they'd ask a question that was like something in 2019. I was like, that wasn't that long ago. I went, oh, yeah, I guess that's still the 2010s.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I feel like it's hard to define that decade until I hear like all those questions. I'm like, oh, that's what happened that decade. I'm going to go take care of that dog. Hold on one second.
Oh, he's going to choke it out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so Sam was over. Will was also there. Will, well, what's new with you? How's your week? How's last night? How's everything?
Week was good. Finished up in Jersey, so I don't have to go back there for a while.
Oh, that's right.
Phase three. Yeah, but on the road, I was checking out that guy Charles recommended, Bo something or other.
Bo
Yang?
Great
YouTuber. I watched a nice video of him sorting screws.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, that's how bored I get. It's a 10-minute video of this guy sorting old assorted screws and fasteners.
You chose to pick his probably most boring video he's put out.
I loved it.
Who is that? I don't understand.
His name's Bo Miles. He's an Australian. He is a ultra runner, but a lot of his stuff is, I don't know, he's just got like quirky videos of him like making stuff out of junk. He's done one where he decided to do a triathlon commute to work. Run like a mile, like I don't know. He makes a lot of stuff out of junk, like leftover stuff as well.
Okay,
he's an interesting guy, and it's always a very positive video. He ran a marathon in his hotel for fun.
God, I'm sure everybody else loved that.
The hotel staff said they were in on it, so because he was host, I don't know, he's doing a motivational speech there, so yeah,
that guy's pretty cool. I was checking him out, then you know, of course. Went to my buddy's house and played some Trivial Pursuit. Me and Sam's team won, which was awesome.
I remember that.
Yep.
They were literally on different teams, and they both lost to my team. My team.
No, this was a different friend. He goes to another school.
Oh, you know, I don't know him. You're right. He's in Canada.
No, but it did make my wife's night that you and her beat me.
Yeah. That was like really the first time I ever kind of hung out with your wife. Big fan. I like that she hates you as much as I do, which is nice.
Yep.
Because Will can't read, and he really fucking punched the question.
Oh, you fucking scumbag. I did not misread that question.
All right, this is what happened. Will read a question to my team, and the way he read it, we gave an answer based off the way he read it. And then he made this big fucking stink about our answer because it was, like, so off base. And, like, we all looked at each other. We're like, how is that? I didn't understand. I was like, why were we so off answering this question? So I was like, Will, give me the card. So I read the question. And Will asked it differently than how it was written down. He added one word in the wrong spot, which, like, totally swung the question in a different direction. And then we were like, oh, you read the question wrong. And then his wife was like, you're a fucking idiot. And I was like, hell yeah.
Damn.
She wasn't that aggressive. But to me, it sounded that way because I was amping it up in my head. So then we had to like do like a redo, which to the question that was read correctly, we got correct.
Yeah. It was a classic Matt skirting the rules kind of thing. I read it verbatim.
Verbatim, but everyone on my team was like, that's not what you asked.
Didn't know how to listen.
Yeah, that was our problem. We listened too incorrectly. All four of us listened incorrectly to the question. But it was fun. It was a good time. Sam, any other check-in stuff? You had to go kill a dog, so.
Yeah, she's incapacitated now. Let's just say that dog is very crippled. which he is. I'm just doing more non-profit-y stuff, putting together my bylaws.
Oh God. Hey, one of your bylaws should be, someone should get a pig every year.
I could probably squeeze that in there. It's such a boring and long read that I really don't think anyone's going over with a fine tooth comb.
Exactly. No one's gonna.
Yeah. Everyone gets a pig every year. whether they want it or not.
That's in the Springfield Charter. The chief of police gets a pig every year.
And two lasses of comely virtue. What are virtue true? What is the what's the quote? Two comely lasses of virtue true. Very nice. Yeah, not a heck of a lot going on with me. Nice. I think heading to your house and getting to meet Will in person was definitely the highlight of the week.
Have you not met?
No,
that was the first time I met Sam or Keeley.
You guys didn't cross paths at like a Rumble party?
Maybe, but
you just
hang out with who's around you at those.
No, that's true.
Right. And also in big party settings, I'm very much an introvert.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Didn't you notice he sat by the door the whole night?
I know, I was waiting for him to run out.
I was ready. I was trying to find a cat or a dog that I can chill with.
Well, there were plenty.
Yeah.
No dogs. yeah, so it was fun. Charles, sorry you couldn't make it.
Didn't even get an invite.
Get an invite. No, well, I mean, my wife put out the invite, so take it up with her. Yeah, my week is pretty good, I think. Yeah, the party was like kind of like the highlight of the week. Getting ready for the fence to come in. Oh, I'm watching an anime on Netflix that I actually really like. It's Kengan Ashura. This is for all the anime butts out there, because I know we've talked about other ones before. But for those who watch Baki on Netflix, Kengan Ashura is a much better version of Baki. It's like basically the same premise of this guy enters a fighting tournament to prove he's the strongest. But the thing that's cool about this is they have this whole tournament. It's like 32 fighters, right? And every episode is like, well, first you have your story build up. You get introduced to kind of like the main characters. And then they do this really good job of like doing the tournament, and like you watch every fight, and every fight they do like a good job of, you know, quick to the point storytelling of these fighters, and like you kind of like care for that moment in time, because I was like, oh, are they gonna go through this whole fucking tournament? Like, what about the main guy? And like the main guy becomes like not the main. Well, not that he doesn't become the main guy, but he's definitely just like another part of like this ensemble story that's going on. Because then like the first round ends, and like now the second round happens, and now people who like were fucking dominant in the first round are like up against each other, and it's like good wrestling booking where you're like, oh man, this is gonna be awesome because these two guys are like facing off, and like they both won the, you know. And I was like, this is really good. So I'm on the third season. It's not even, I think it's the semifinals I'm in. but as it goes on, it's just like, man, this is like, I would very much in my heyday, if they were like, if they put out like action figures of all these fighters, I'd be like, oh, I got to get all 32 of them. Because they're just all so cool. But, yeah, Kengan Ashura, very cool. I've been watching it at night. Big fan. Check it out, everybody.
Nice. Reminds me of a Physical 100. Did anybody watch that?
No, but
that show is great.
Is it good? Because every time I go to watch Kengan Ashura, that is like on the home screen. I'm always like, I wonder how this is.
It's because they just started their second season. That show's wild because it's a South Korean show.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's not a North Korean show.
It's well, I was saying that because like, is it Vietnamese? No, but they have it's dubbed over by Americans, and you can tell they definitely told the people dubbing over, like, put some like character into it. Because
what?
Some of the guys sound a little ridiculous.
Is it just Max Elimination Challenge?
Well, hang on. Because that's an option. I definitely watched it with subtitles.
Oh. Charles is like, why is this guy going, hell yeah, USA?
No, it's not that bad.
Or those four. For those foreign films, do you guys prefer subtitles in the original track?
Oh, yeah.
You like the dub? I like the subtitles.
Depends on how I started watching it. Like with animes, if I started watching it originally dubbed, that's what I'm going to have to stick to at this point because I can't switch to the subtitle version.
I get that.
Yeah. No, the dubbing is too distracting. But
yeah.
No, it reminds me of Physical 100 because like in any American competition show, they'd highlight one or two characters and you're like, okay, well, one of these people are going to win. And then they'll kind of just like blast through everyone else. Like everyone else's mm-hmm. match gets like a 1 second highlight reel. Mm-hmm. But in Physical 100, they start off with like 100 people. And if they go one-on-one, you're going to see every single one of those matches. Yep. So the first full episode is introducing everyone. It's like, now mm-hmm. let's meet everyone. Every 100 of them. Like, let's...
Yeah.
So they don't glaze over anyone, which is like really different, very not what you're used to. Hmm. And then it's also a very like friendly competition show. Like all of the competitors are like rooting each other on, as opposed to like, I'm gonna take you down. They're just like wow, he has a really amazing physique and like I'm really excited to go up against him. Like it's wow. definitely check it out. And yeah, a second season I think starts at Tuesday, the March 26th, I think.
Yeah.
Sick.
Might already be out.
Or watch Kengan Ashura.
I mean that I would watch an anime assuming that it already doesn't have a backlog of 800 episodes.
You could watch this one. There's only 3 seasons. And also the other thing too, I think the episodes are like pretty short because I blast through them and then like I'll check the time. I'm like, huh, I think they're probably like maybe just like just over 20 minutes an episode. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense because if they're going to do every fucking fight on the card, mm-hmm. you know, they're not going to be doing like 30, 35 minute episodes. But, it's cool. Like everyone has like a different fighting style and some people are like, I don't know, demons, but like not, that's like not like a big thing. It's like literally just like one person who's like family is like, has like demonic background. And some are like assassins and, it's just cool. It's just really good. And then there's like this one religious guy. It's like, okay. Nice.
I'm totally looking for a show right now. I'll check that one out.
Yeah. It was good. It was much better than, Baki was fine, but this is what Baki should have been. All right, so I won.
Boo.
I finally popped my 2024 cherry. Thank you, everyone who voted for me. That was correct. I did have the best
cherry
list.
Filled with goo.
Just a hard, hard pit. hold on. Let me pull up the Discord here. I want to see Will and Sam's list. Sam's list. The list for people who graduated from Berkeley and they write words in notes. They only know note letters. All right.
You better hit the right note or we'll all B flat. Am I right?
Hey, I had a solid joke yesterday. Okay. And mm-hmm. I was very proud of it. People were talking, so we were playing 2010's Trivial Pursuit, and there was a question about what was the name of the choir in Glee, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And my joke was, I go, oh, they're the gay minors. And if the more you think about that joke, it's very good.
It is really good.
I wasn't even like looking for a laugh. I just wanted someone to appreciate how many levels that works on.
No, it was solid.
All right. Okay. We're do top 5 voting. Here we go. Okay. Well, I'm always going to have to improv these. They didn't do anything. Okay. That's how I sound every day now. All right, Sam.
Hi.
Okay. Sam wanted to learn how to read. So he did as any boy does when they want to learn how to read. They go to a discount bookstore. So he walked into a place called Buck-a-Book. He walked in and he saw all these books. Some had torn covers and some were just random pages put on a shelf. And he said, oh, man, I can't wait to learn how to read. And he walked into the store, smile grinning ear to ear, just as he passed a Coca-Cola cooler. And what was in there? A shiny glass bottle with a clear liquid and little tiny things floating around into it. Sam could not avert his eyes. His attention had been grabbed. He said, I have to know what this magical drink is. He ran over and he opened the cooler. And what was it? Orbitz. He said, screw reading. What would I need that for? I'm going to drink Orbitz till I die. So he grabbed all the Orbitz he could and he brought them up to the register. And the man at the register said, sorry, you have to get the Orbitz behind these Orbitz. These are just the display Orbitz. And he said, I don't know what you mean. He goes, listen, the drink isn't in this one. This is just the cover for the Orbitz. You have to get the Orbitz behind it and bring it up so I can scan it. And Sam didn't understand. So the man handed him a sheet explaining it to him. But again, he couldn't read. So now he was frustrated and he said, screw this place. I don't want anything to drink and I don't want to know how to read. So he ran outside and he got in his, before he got into his car, he frosted his tips and put on a puka shell necklace and got into his Scion TC. And he drove off and he was bullshit. He said, stupid Buckabuck and their Orbitz thing. And God damn them and their weird policy of not being able to bring up the cover, even though this is the movie, drink I want. So he drove off, speeding as fast as his Scion could go, 75 miles an hour, despite on how fast it looked on the outside. And he was cruising, and he just couldn't stop thinking about it. And then all of a sudden, bam, he smashed into something. And what happened? Rings blew all over the highway. He didn't understand what was happening. And he got out of his car, he looked down, and there was a blue hedgehog dead in the road. Rings everywhere. He said, oh no, what have I done? What have I done? So the thing that happened is, if only I could read and saw that sign that said entering landing zone 1, I would have known that I was going the wrong way, but I couldn't read. So just then, Eggman showed up and he said, ah, you have defeated my greatest foe. Thank you so much. And Sam said, no, not Eggman. Not Eggman ever. And Sam was so mad that he grabbed one of the rings and he put it in his own ass. And it was so big that it destroyed his intestines. And then he had to undergo tons of surgeries to repair his gaping asshole. And the problem was is he couldn't keep food in his stomach. His hole was too big. It was just like, you might as well just dump the food on the floor. And he became malnutritioned and he fucking died. So that's how you died, Sam.
That's a good plug for literacy.
Yeah, listen, you got to know how to read. Okay? This whole thing could have been avoided if you knew how to read. All right, Will. Okay. So, Will woke up one day, and he immediately went outside, and he started walking down the street, strolling around. Everyone was screaming and running away from him. He didn't understand. And then he looked down, and he was completely naked. He said, oh my God, what am I going to do? He says, I need clothes now. So he ran over to the first person he saw. It was a person who didn't have a home, laying on the street. He said, hey, can I have your clothes? He said, sure. He said, great. I've always wanted to own some bum clothing. So he put on this bum's clothes, and now he had clothes on, but they stunk. They smelled so bad. He couldn't deal with the scent of this piss-riddled clothes that he was wearing from some hobo that he, offered him a tiddlywink or something. He said, man, these clothes stink, and I'm dying of thirst. So he walked into a local convenience store from our childhood, Kittredge Variety. He walked in there, and to the left were all the nudie magazines that you could just look at if the guy wasn't looking. But he passed on those because he was old enough, and he's seen plenty of porn by now. So he walked over, went to the coolers that were on the right. He found his favorite drink, Snapple Elements, and he found one he had never seen before. He said, whoa, what's this one? So he looked at the bottle. It was all fucked up, and it was weird. And he said, what's this? I've never seen it before. And the old guy that worked there forever, who had glasses and was very nice, and definitely caught me shoplifting a few times, said, oh, that's a new Snapple Elements. He's like, oh, what element in it? He's like, oh, it's element 151. He's like, oh, I thought they didn't prove that that existed. It's like, well, it was a conspiracy from the UFO crashes, but they did find it eventually and proved it to exist. And they said, oh, that's strange. And the Kittredge guy said, yeah, they can't. They determined that it couldn't be created on Earth, so it must be, you know, from another planet. And Will said, wow, you're really informed about this topic. He said, yeah, I work at Kittredge Variety. And he said, that checks out. So then Will said, I'll take it. So he paid for it and he left. And now he's drinking it, but he couldn't open it. And he noticed that there are these like little beeps and boots going on. So he's like, oh, this must be electronic. Where do I need to go to find anything electronic? He's like, ah, Radio Shack. So he hopped in his Pontiac, Sunfire, by the way, and he drove to the nearest Radio Shack, and he found all the things he needed. He found soldering irons and circuit boards and all these different power supply connectors, and he had a fucking field day. He went crazy. He filled his cart up to the brim, and he walked up and he said, I need to buy all this so I can open this Snapple Element 151. And he said, the guy said, sure, but you're going to have to grab all the things behind these items because these are just the cover items for the things you're trying to buy. And Will said, what do you mean? I spent all day getting everything I needed. I need to buy the stuff. He goes, yeah, that's fine, but you have to get the items behind. These are just the cover display items for the items. And and Will said, I don't understand. He goes, listen, see this? And he picked it up, and it was a power adapter. He goes, listen, there's nothing in here. This is just a cover for the item. And then Will said, can I just buy it from there? He's like, no, there's nothing in the box. The guy opened the box, there's nothing in it. And Will said, this place is a shame. He's like, no. So then the guy took Will over and showed him that the things are behind it. And he goes, I'm not doing this again. The guy goes, I'm sorry, that's our policy. So then, so Will left, got back into his Pontiac, and he said, screw this, I'm just going to break the glass bottle. And he smashed it, and Element 151 is unstable, and it caused a nuclear reaction, and he fucking blew up and died. And those are how they died.
Pacing is spot on.
There we go. Yeah, when I worked at Blockbuster, I can't tell you how many times I had to have that conversation with people.
Probably my father. He would be one of them.
It was incredible. I every time in my head I go, this store has existed for over a decade. And these people are, they're not like they just turned 18 and this is their first, you know, foray out of their house. They go and they get the fucking cover, they bring it up, and I go, what do you want me to do with this? What do you want me to do with this? You want the cover? Fucking goddammit. Pay attention to the world around you. Sam, what are we talking about this week?
Oh, yeah, you didn't have to kill Charles.
No.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'll kill him. Charles walked into his local service merchandise and said, wow, this store is great. And he said, I hope nothing ever happens to it. But that was the same day that they were blowing it up because it went out of business. And they blew up the building with Charles in it, and he died.
What a dream death.
Yep.
Got to go lay down on that. What is it? No, just blanked on what it was.
Like a cold gray floor?
Yep.
Yeah.
Flip through the catalog and just dive right there.
Right. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Very, very nicely done, Matt, by the way. Great, great first death of the year.
Yeah. Only mid to late March.
Hopefully it'll be your last.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, this week we're talking about top five goos.
Yeah.
So just so we don't argue with each other the whole episode of what is and isn't a goo.
There's no way that doesn't happen. I don't even know if you just waste time going over it. You can try to, but please continue.
The way that I described it is like, okay, this would be like if you accidentally got this substance on you and you didn't know what it was and you said, oh, what is this goo? Then it would qualify as a goo.
Yeah, I already have some that aren't going to qualify.
All right, well, let the arguing begin. Matt, you won. You want to choose who goes first?
Sure. We haven't heard from Charles in a week. He wasn't here when we were talking about goose. So let's throw it to Charles.
Great. So I was thinking I could quickly describe the goo if anybody wants to try and guess it.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
Describe that goo.
All right. So, You will often find this goo on you during a fall hike with, it's going to be slightly translucent, maybe an amber color, and very sticky.
Tree sap.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tree sap.
That's a good goo.
Yeah, the amount of hiking clothes I feel like I have had ruined by tree sap, because once that shit gets on your clothes, sometimes it does not wash off. You're just stuck with this one weird sticky part that everything is going to stick to you.
Mm-hmm. Man, I've only come in contact with tree sap a handful of times, and it's fucking sticky.
Yeah.
Very poignant.
I was actually doing goo research for this episode, and somebody asked, like, what's the stickiest substance, like, known to man or whatever, and somebody brought up specifically, like, pine sap. Mm-hmm. And how you can, like, if you really want something to stick, like, on purpose, if I could get, like, pine resin and just, that's it. End of story.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's, I spent a lot of time as a kid camping, so I've encountered tree sap way too many times. I distinctly remember having, like, a puffy jacket, and then I get stuck on there, and then you're just getting shit stuck to your jacket all the whole trip.
You end up looking like you're wearing a ghillie suit.
Yeah.
Chipmunk stuck to the back.
You ever park your car under a pine tree and get it all over the hood?
Oh, it's God.
A fucking nightmare to clean up.
Hmm. You get that, like, tar cleaner?
Yeah.
It's a good episode.
Stay tuned and I'll tell you what I use.
It's a good episode.
Potentially spoiling one of his goos.
The plural of goo is so funny to me. let it be known this was my idea for an episode.
No, this is a good one.
and yeah, it's Kaylee was talking about the episode last night, and she was like, yeah, we were in the car and I was talking about, like, this and this, and then she kept naming, like, examples of goo, but she was in front of, like, Matt and Will. I'm like, you're ruining the episode.
You're ruining it.
Red Sims list.
Top five goos. I wonder how many times we're going to say goos in this episode.
Goos.
No, that's a really good goo. It almost made my list.
No, it did not. It did not ever.
No, but this makes sense for you. This is very on brand for you, Charles.
I know.
What do you think is the most expensive thing you've ever lost to pine sap?
Didn't lose it, but ruined a really good 0-degree sleeping bag.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So, yeah, that was nice. That's good to get on a down sleeping bag. So,
yeah, my favorite is when you get it on the sole of your shoe, and then you get, like, the entire forest stuck to it.
Huh.
Or you get just enough. And he's got the walking through Walmart, just making that ripping sticky noise every step.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah.
Great goo.
Good goo. Let's go with Sam.
Oh, my God. I'm crying. This is the stupidest episode we've ever done. All right. My number five goo was invented by Archibald Query in 1917.
Oh, yeah.
He had to sell his invention to H. Allen Durkee and Fred L. Mower after a sugar shortage during World War II almost put him out of business. Anyone want to guess what this is?
Is it molasses?
It is not molasses.
Is it honey? No, can't be honey. They didn't invent honey. Sugar shortage almost put him out of business. Chocolate syrup.
And all right, one more. Its original name that it was sold under was called Toot Sweet. Toot Sweet. A play on the French term Toot Sweet, but spelled TOOTSWEET.
Is it agave nectar?
All right, I don't want to ruin all the goos. It's fluffernutter or marshmallow fluff.
Oh, a local
sticky goo,
a local staple. Yeah. I've actually been crushing Fluffernutters all week.
Ooh, that's a now that's a fine goo. Comes in its own little bucket of goo, and it is a marshmallow. For those of you that maybe that aren't in the New England area, this is hard to find elsewhere in the States, mm-hmm. and does not exist in the rest of the world. But yeah, it's a marshmallow paste. And it's very popular with peanut butter and a peanut butter and fluff sandwich. Here's a question for y'all. What do you think has more sugar in it, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a peanut butter and fluff sandwich?
Jelly. It's more jelly. Dense.
Yeah.
Jelly, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You think that like a marshmallow sandwich is the healthier alternative to like a childhood staple. But here we are.
Here we are.
Now, you guys have any other uses for fluff other than a peanut butter sandwich?
Put it in a hot cocoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
You say that or on top of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Coffee. Wow. A sophisticated man's fluff. But no, it's great in a big cup of cocoa because, I don't know, it kind of like... It absorbs some of that cocoa flavor, and then by the time you're done drinking, you're still left with a ball of marshmallow goo that you can just kind of eat.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Works in a pinch if you don't have whipped cream for your ice cream sundaes.
I do add it to... I used to make this shake that was like vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, Fluffernutter, some chocolate syrup. It was very good, and it would just make you feel so sick.
And you know what they say, Fluffernutters give you wings on the corner of your mouth.
Oh, I had this, there's a Facebook status that I posted from like, I don't know, 14 years ago when I used to deliver oxygen or whatever. And it's one of my favorites when it comes up. And I had a Fluffernutter for lunch at 12 p.m. and just noticed that there's fluff on my cheek at 5 p.m.
I remember that.
That's awesome. Yeah, a local favorite. Also, in 2011, NASA astronaut Richard Michael Linehan, who was born in Lowell, ate a Fluffernutter while aboard the International Space Station. So Fluffernutter is a goo that has been to space. Top five goos, everyone.
Goos.
That's a tasty goo.
Fuck. All right, let's all right, I'm going to go. I'm having trouble, everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. There's a problem here. I'm having a problem. Because my number 5 is from is a character from a show, and I can't fucking find it. I can't find what show they belong to. Whoa. I know for a goddamn fact this character exists because I can see the whole scene in my head verbatim when it happens. Okay? My number 5 is a person. It's a neighbor boy to this sitcom. Who refers to himself as Goo. Does anybody remember the neighbor boy? And by the way, for lack of a better term, this was a black family sitcom. So it was during the late 90s when racism was truly over, before it got reignited in the now time. But he was a little bit of like a heavyset kid. And like in the first episode, like there's like, it might have been sister, but I can't find it. And I'm trying to I've been like all day, I've been trying to Google, you know, neighbor boy referred to as Goo or TV sitcom character called Goo.
This is from My Brother and Me.
Is it? Yes. Okay. Wow. That's what it is. I thought that My Brother and Me was too new. In my head, I could not shake Hanging with Mr. Cooper. And I was like, he doesn't have kids. So I was like, and this is like a friend of the young, he has like a crush on the girl or whatever. Yes. Okay. My Brother and Me. All right. So my number 5 is Goo from my brother and me.
Milton Gooberry.
Oh, God.
That's his character's name.
Hold on. I'm going to see.
Go ahead, Sam. Actor Jimmy Lee Newman, who was born January 13th, 1982 in Carson, California.
Oh, it's older than me. Wow.
He was also in Boys in the Hood.
Sick.
And China Beach. And I wonder what he's doing today.
He was also in Sister, Sister.
Was he? See? And okay.
And the Sinbad Show.
All right. So, okay. Good. Good, good, good. I knew I wasn't crazy, and I couldn't find it. And, man, my brother and me, I forgot about this show.
Legit don't know if I've ever seen it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Until now, I do remember it, but
the font looks familiar, but everything else about this show, I have no idea what this is.
I love the show. Goo was very funny. This was basically
This was on Nickelodeon.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those poor kids.
I was gonna say, was this also part of the problem?
I don't know. There's a clip called Goo Punch, which I very somewhat remember.
Until you've seen my commercials.
Very of the time beat. I was gonna rap, I think.
1+1 is always 2. I'm the goo with a treat for you. My goo punch goes with any snack. So get back, Jack, cause it's the goo attack. Goo!
Oh!
Goo!
This might be my number one. There we go. I mean, it says goo over and over again. It's a pretty good pick. But that's my number 5 is Goo from My Brother and Me.
Excellent. That show aired for one season.
Really? Because in my head, it was on for years. So much so I couldn't remember what it was.
And it was the first show on Nickelodeon that featured African-Americans as the main cast.
See, exactly. Like I told you, when racism was dead in the 90s. Anyone who thinks differently is fucking incorrect.
Now, that drum machine, is that a 909?
I think it's an 808.
I feel like it's too new for... I think that early 90s sound that you would hear on Nickelodeon is a 909. Someone fact check me on it.
Someone settle this dispute, please.
This drum machine dispute. Next week on Top 5 Drum Machines.
Yeah. No, but the late 90s is always my go-to example of, you know, I'll put it this way, like real organic, quote unquote, representation in diversity, because there's so much of it in the 90s, and it was so good, and no one gave a fuck. No one made a fucking stink because people weren't trying to force it down your fucking throat left and right. It just happened, and they were original shows, and they were original stuff, and people were like, yeah, this show's awesome. I love My Brother and Me, and I love Goo. He's on my fucking list. This one season show is on my list because I have such a fond memory of watching the show and liking this character. But yeah, so number 5, top 5 Goos, Goo.
Nice. We should follow him on Twitter.
We should. You know what? That's probably a level of celebrity you'll probably get on the show.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Nothing. Oh, he wasn't Boys in the Hood, so.
Yeah, but he also hasn't acted in 27 years.
This is his comeback. We're going to mount his comeback. You know what? I'm going to have him on the show and be like, listen, and I'm going to play him the Goo Punch song. I'm going to go, did you write that song? What was the writing process like for that song?
Should make a Diamond Dallas Page style like recovery montage of him.
We should have a separate podcast where we try to rekindle other people's acting careers for them, even though they don't want to.
He doesn't seem too hard to reach, because if you type in Jimmy Lee Newman Jr., he has an account for his son, who is the third, and okay. It's managed by his mom.
Very nice.
Yeah. So you could easily just reach out to his son's account and try and get him on the show.
Oh, I'll give it a shot. What's the worst that can happen? He kills me?
Son of Goo.
Son of Goo.
Son of Goo.
But that's my number 5. Will?
Sweet. Yeah, my number 5, classic childhood toy, the sticky hands or sticky eyes that you would get from a quarter machine or a fair or something.
You call that a goo?
Yeah.
That will leave a goo like resin on you.
Oh, for sure. Imagine it was in some, you know, unknown shape and it was on your elbow. Like mm-hmm. that Sam said. Mm-hmm. You would think, what is this goo? And you'd flick it off and it would stick to the wall.
What an awesome toy.
I know. I just picked a person, but I think yours is more off base than my last pick. Well, let me rephrase this.
Here we go.
It's too solid. I think I know what you're talking about. I think I like the nondescript goos that would come in like out of those things. I'm on board mm-hmm. with you, but like the sticky hands, I think is way too solid of a pick.
Well, it's made of goo. It's just very very viscous.
Yeah, but anything that's cured and becomes hardened was at one point a goo. I could pick like a Pontiac Sunfire.
Listen, I think
sticky.
I think the fun butts will decide for us what is and isn't a goo based a goo. On their voting.
Sure,
a goo.
Anyway, they were awesome sticky toys with a gooey texture on the outside, and it was so fun to just launch it across the room to your sibling sitting on the couch and whack them right in the face with it.
Give them a good whack.
The little pause where it like stays and you have to pull it, snaps back to you. It's great fun for about 20 minutes, and then eventually it gets stuck to the ceiling and you leave it there until your parents find it.
I saw a fun little TikTok with those sticky hands where these people were standing around like a round table and they put a $100 bill in the center and they all had sticky yep. hands and they all have to try to grab the $100 bill with it. It looked pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. Used to play that as a kid with random papers or whatever. You just swipe someone's paper off their desk with a well-placed sling of the hand.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they don't last long until they're covered in dust and dog hair, and then they're just uh-huh. really fucking disgusting.
And not sticky anymore.
And not sticky. Then I would argue it's no longer a goo.
Sure.
As long as it's sticky, it plays.
All right. I want to know, like, I was thinking about this as I pondered my own mortality of like, you know, the last time you do something, you know what I mean? Like for me, like I'm allergic to apples now. So like I was thinking about like, oh, the last time I ever ate an apple, I'll never eat one again.
I've thought about that.
Right. So I'm wondering when the last time that I or any of the three of you guys have put a quarter into one of those machines and got a little egg toy out of it. I'm not talking about for your kid there, Matt.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know, this month.
It's been a long time. For yourself. You walked by one of those and you were like, oh, sweet.
I hate these questions because all it does is make me very sad.
I think, listen, we all have at least 50 cents to our name. I say that we go down to the supermarket this week. We put the quarters in.
Make a channel.
See what comes out.
Make a channel mm-hmm. for your egg toys.
Egg
gonna be a lot of Super Balls.
No, those don't come in the eggs.
Oh, they have to come in the egg.
You got to pop it out of an egg.
You got to come it right. You got to come right in that egg.
Yep, mm-hmm. Come in the egg. Fertilize that egg.
Yeah. Let's all do that this week. Just see what we get and see if it brings us joy.
Also, I think it's very funny, Sam, that you think that they're only 50 cents now. They're like a fucking dollar.
Right. Who has four quarters?
No one. That's why they're always full to the brim.
All my change goes into a big jar.
Remember the gumball machines that you know, and you would always be like, when did they put the gumballs in this? Like,
yes.
What year gumball am I eating right now?
One says vote Lincoln on it.
Yeah.
You know what sucks is I can't, like, I liked gumballs and I can't have gum or gumballs anymore because of my teeth.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bummer. People are like, oh, you want a piece of gum? I'm like, can't.
I can't.
I'll yank my teeth out.
I don't know how I would feel if somebody passed me a Bubbaloo and I couldn't eat it.
Right? Oh, God, don't. Or, dude. Watermelon fucking Bubblicious was fucking
yep.
the best.
Cotton candy was up there.
Oh my God, my mouth is watering. Ah. All right. Well, moving on.
Controversial, but sticky hands.
There you go. Charles, number four.
My number four is this can come in.
Oh, come on.
A lot of different shades. Isn't that sticky, but usually an indicator that something's wrong.
What pus. Is it pus?
That is a good guess, but no, it's very close. It's snot.
Oh, you may think it's a booger, but it's not.
Yep.
I think this is probably my number one.
Oh, all right.
Probably your number one.
Yeah, I'm gonna call it that. Mine was a loogie.
Yeah, it's yeah.
I think that's pretty on point. But anyway, some people, they have that innate ability to just like suck that snot from their nose and internally transfer it into their mouth, which is just wonderful. And then just blast that thing out like an African shooting a blowgun.
Ew.
Smatter it on the side of a rock. What a feeling.
Gross.
I know the sound, you know, the... I love it. I love it. You guys, are you loogie spitters?
No.
I have been lately because I've been sick.
Yeah.
I was never that gross kid. Yeah.
What do you mean never?
Never. Like if I have to spit out a loogie, it's going to be like in the bathroom into a tissue. You know what I mean? Like
what the fuck's wrong with you? What are you fucking pee sitting down too? Hawk that shit.
Toilet?
Hawk that shit, boy.
No.
You got to be driving down this fucking street and fucking just rifle one off. You never had like spitting contests to see how far you could spit?
I'm saying that's what I have right here. Like I love driving in my car. You got the windows down. Now I won't spit in front of other people. You know, they got to be a certain buffer distance away because it is gross. You don't want to be a filthy, disgusting animal in public. But in traffic, hell yeah, I'm gonna roll my window down and I'm gonna try to hit that stop sign on the other side of the road.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, side of the road.
You ever been impressed with how far you've gone? I guess I'm only talking to Matt on this one.
Yeah, no, for sure. Sometimes I could fucking... I think I used to sit on like my porch on 8th Ave, and I could probably hit Justin's porch, or anyway.
You catch the wind the right way, and it just...
Yeah, solid like 16 feet.
Yeah, it's satisfying. Yeah.
Makes you feel good.
It certainly does.
Yeah, I'm not much of the... I was never a spitting contest kid, but I can blow a snot rocket.
I can't do that. Like I sometimes can.
Oh, like hold one of your nostrils and blow it out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's like an athlete thing.
It's funny because this is why snot's on there, because the amount of times I run where I'll just blow a snot rocket, and a lot of times it will just land on my shoulder or leg. It's quite gross. I just go, because then I feel it on my leg and I go, ew. Just keep moving. The amount of people who can't blow a snot rocket, though, it's pretty, I guess it's a skill. I don't know.
I don't know if I can't or I just have never tried.
God.
You just close one nostril and you just blow out your nose.
Listen, take off your white gloves, Sam, okay? For like a minute, okay? Get down with the commoners and start hawking them.
I also think I have something going on with like my nose,
your
or
dick,
like,
and the size of your balls.
Yeah, they're way, the proportions are way off. But like I can't, you know how people like swim underwater and they're just like, they don't have to hold their nose and they're just like, well, just don't breathe through your nose and you're fine.
Not me. No, I'm with you on this one.
Yeah, okay. I go underwater. It doesn't matter. It goes right into my face and like into my body no matter what.
100%. No idea.
Yeah,
I took my daughter to her first like friend's birthday party, and they had it at the Y, and they had like a pool party, and she's like been in swimming lessons for a while. She swims way better than I do, but she can like go underwater without holding her nose. I'm like, she's gonna make fun of me someday.
Yep.
Yep.
I wonder, like, any doctor fun butts out there.
Dr. Butts.
Dr. Butts. Let us know. Maybe there's a common difference between people's nasal cavities that make it so you can breathe or not breathe underwater, or launch a snot rocket or not launch a snot rocket easily.
Let us know.
Yeah, saying is first live episode, loogie distance contest.
Right.
Oh. I'm going to hit that guy. Accuracy. Girth.
Me and Sam competing for last.
their loogies just hitting the table in front of them. I got to be careful though. I'd have to get new like like implant rings to make sure I don't fucking hawk my teeth out of my mouth.
A mouth guard, but it's to guard your mouth from coming out.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. Always, you know, unique. Actually, you know what? I'll just do it without my teeth then. just take that variable right out.
Now, while we're on teeth, do you ever chase your kids around with your teeth half hanging out of your mouth?
No, not yet.
All right.
Could be traumatizing.
That was a go-to move of my grandfather's.
Okay.
Terrifying.
Oh boy.
No, but before I had the implants in, I just had regular dentures. You can kind of like move them around pretty good. Mm-hmm. Back when like fro used to be cool and hang out, we would be out and I would like make my teeth. I would be like, people would be talking in a group and I'd catch Fro's attention and then I would just smile at him and then just let my teeth fall down. And he'd be like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's very funny. Man, RIP Fro.
Jesus.
Oh. Okay, then.
So your number four is teeth.
Liquid teeth.
Johnson's teeth. The only teeth strong enough to eat other teeth.
Oh, God. Who's up now, Sam?
Sam.
Oh yeah. All right. My number four is a goo that you would only see if a particular toy broke. And once you saw that goo, there was no coming back for that toy.
What?
Say that again.
All right. The only time you would see this goo is if a particular toy had broken, and once that break has happened with that toy, you cannot
repair. Oh, I know what it is. I know exactly what it is.
All right.
I know 100% what it is.
Go for it.
Stretch Armstrong.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Stretch Armstrong's insides is my number four.
That's a great one.
I had to look up what is it made out of. And it's basically just some sort of, I mean, it is toxic, but they just describe it as corn syrup. So it's basically some sort of bizarre toxic corn syrup. But yeah, I remember the first time I saw that goo, I was like, "Oh, I don't have a Stretch Armstrong anymore."
That's it. It's his blood.
Yeah. I remember it was kind of like this weird kind of dark green blue sort of color. And it was very sticky. And I think I got it on something and I was like, oh, this is just like become straight up like epoxy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird because like obviously like once if it's not exposed to the air, like it's viscous and malleable and it stretches and, you know, has that weird elasticity, you know, to it. But then as soon as you decapitate Stretch Armstrong or tear his arm off, that's it for that goo. It's no longer goo.
That's it.
Yep.
You know, I thought about putting this on my list, but I didn't have a Stretch Armstrong. I had the Vac Man.
I remember that. Thank you. I was just about to bring this up.
Yep.
Vac Man was just like foam pellets inside, though, so it didn't qualify.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
What a cool arch nemesis.
Like a pump.
Though.
You pump the side of his head.
Mm-hmm. I still have this in my attic. My parents' attic, actually.
Oh, sick.
Why is this like box graphics so cool? And then you see him and you're like, oh, it's just a amorphous blob.
Toy marketing.
Yep. Marketing, baby. Yeah. And anyone ever do anything like... How do I
weird with their
weird with your Stretch Armstrong?
You guys get weird with your Stretch Armstrong?
I never had one, but I probably would have.
Okay. I was just gonna say because I watched a video on YouTube recently of someone who had like drained all the goo out of their Stretch Armstrong and then hooked up a hose to it to see how much water they could fill it with.
Oh.
And it was like something absolutely insane. It was like 26 gallons of water.
Oh my
before
God.
It burst. Yeah. That thing really does stretch really forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about that goo. That's my number four, Stretch Armstrong's insides.
Insides.
Classic goo.
Good goo.
Good goo.
Good goo.
Oh, I'm up.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, cool. So my my number four is well, technically a person, kinda. but it's the goo form of Alex Mack.
Oh, it's such a good goo.
Yeah, great goo.
It's a great goo. I was like, I remember the thing about, well, man, a little boy had a crush on that Alex Mack, I'll tell you what. But I remember, like, seeing that for the first time. I was like, wow, these effects are incredible. And, like, if you go and watch it now, it's so bad. It's so bad. But at the time, I was like, we are living in the future now. I'd, like, show my dad. I was like, Dad, watch this. And I'd show him. And he'd be like, oh, pretty cool. And then he says the most, like, weird shit. Like, now that, like, I look back on it, I remember, like, I showed him that, and he was like, did anyone know the movie Eraserhead?
Yeah, David Lynch. Yeah.
He would just, like, that was his retort to anything if you asked, if I showed him anything ever, no matter the age I was at. He would always be like, you know what's a cool movie? Eraserhead. I'd be like, oh, cool. All right. He'd be like, man, that movie's great. It's like, all right. Dad, I'm in second grade right now. But yeah, Alex Mack, cool form. I mean, it was a cool power. Went under the doors a lot. Always classic move.
Not much of a goo to me.
Not much of a goo to you. At least it's not solid.
Yeah, it's liquid metal. You notice how she doesn't pick anything up when she reforms?
What does
she's
that?
Covered in dust every
she's
time she
sticky.
Reforms.
That's a goo. If you got some Alex Mack on your arm, you'd be like, oh shit, mercury. I better get rid of that.
Not me. I would fucking just take that home. Like, you're mine. Says,
she has the ability to shoot electricity from her fingertips and morph into a blob of goo.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
She can shoot electricity from her fingertips?
I think that was that was a second mutation.
When did you become like a Sith Lord?
Do it. Yeah, no, so thank you, Charles, for that. Yeah, blob of goo is goo. Also, I don't know. There's no way she wasn't picking up some dust. Absolutely not.
She was basically translucent. You could see it.
Yeah, well, great, translucent doesn't mean you can't pick up dust.
Listen, I'm still salty about the Trivial Pursuit thing.
Okay, well, listen, I understand. You can't read, and I'm sorry that that's hard. I told you, I have dyslexic moments all the time, too. Don't worry about it. But yeah, that's my number four, Alex Mack, goo form. Another show from my childhood. A lot of goo-oriented things that happened there. But yeah, it's a great goo. That show was pretty cool. Did she ever do anything when she was older?
She's been acting nonstop since then.
Really?
Yeah,
is she on like an NCIS or some shit like that?
Probably. I'm scrolling through her IMDb right now. It's a lot of like smaller movies, but then there's like, you know, guest spots on like she was on.
Sam,
Mad
do
Men.
Me a favor. Go to Mr. Skin and just type her name in, and just let me know what the results are.
Okay.
Cool. Let me know when you get that. But we can move on. Will, go ahead.
All right, number four. My number four, as I alluded to earlier, is a great tool for when you get tree sap on your car, and that is Goo Gone.
Ah. Good yes. Goo.
Yeah, well, you got to fight goo with goo. Like I always say, Sam, I don't care what you think.
Anti-goo.
It's cannibalistic goo. It's a goo to get rid of goo. Metal is fuck, right?
Yeah. That's metal.
Yeah, other than, you know, the silliness, it's a great product. You know, when you peel a sticker off something and it's a cheap sticker, it leaves behind all the half the paper and the residue. A little bit of goo gone. Good to go.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I have it on hand all the time.
Yep, and they have like varying degrees of viscosity depending on your needs. If you get some heavy-duty goo, it's a real thick gel that you can buy and let it sit like overnight. It really gets into that goo and de-gooifies it.
You know what I like about the product Goo Gone is they They give you like a scraper on the cap.
Yeah, it's a nice touch. And a pro tip, if you don't have Goo Gone, just use acetone. It's basically the same thing, just not as thick.
Who has acetone just sitting around?
It's nail polish remover.
Oh, I don't know. Is that its chemical name?
Yes.
I failed chemistry, so it's fine.
Me fail chemistry?
That's impossible.
So I've just been on Mr. Skin this whole time. Sorry.
What's the result?
The result is Larissa Olenek, no nudity.
Oh. I knew it was. Well, you know what? Looks like it's off to Mr. Deepfakes then.
Oh, jeez.
I'll get it one way or the other.
He's just got his crayons out. draws two giant boobs on a stick figure. It's like, sweet.
I just draw two giant boobs on a puddle. Like, there it is.
I wonder what would happen if you put Goo Gone on Alex Mack.
She just immediately fucking dies.
Just vaporized.
It's like putting spot remover on your dog.
Okay, Stephen Wright.
Yep, thank you.
That's a great one. Will? No.
That was me.
Oh, that was you. All right, Charles.
Utility goo.
Yeah. This goo can often be found on probably my dad's shirt at a restaurant. It's usually sometimes white, sometimes could be yellow or orange.
What?
Yeah.
It's just spaghetti sauce.
Is it all condiments?
What? I know, that's what I like. What, you like threw me way off.
It's very broad. It's also an appetizer.
What?
What is mozzarella sticks?
It's queso.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's another tasty goo.
Very tasty goo. Look down the shirt. What is it? Oh, it's queso. Yeah, queso is somehow liquidy yet also sticky. I don't know how it exists in those two different type of states, because you dip it in, it sticks to the chip, but then also is falling off the chip at the same time. What's happening here?
Yeah, queso's very good.
Love queso.
You ever make it?
I don't think I've made it myself. No, I don't. I wouldn't know where to start, to be honest, besides just melting cheese in a cup. Is that it?
Simple. Yeah. You make a little roux, add some cheese, can of Rotel. Done.
There you go.
I think it's like a very specific type of cheese.
Queso just means cheese.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you're not going to make a queso with American cheese.
You can. Actually, American melts well.
It's the only cheese that melts without cracking.
Without cracking?
Oh, it's from that horror movie, The Chefs or whatever. Remember it came out like last year?
Oh, yeah, The Cheesening.
Yeah, The Cheesening.
Yes, I know what movie you're talking about.
Do you mean The Menu?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not The Cheesening.
Was it Anya Taylor-Joy is her name?
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
She's so hot.
Yep.
I wasn't into her at first. Not like in any reason. She was just like, I'd like no opinion of her. And then I just saw her one day. I was like, oh my God, she's a fucking knockout.
Yeah. I think for some reason I have a thing for girls that have their eyes on the sides of their heads.
Yeah. Fish bulbs.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she's like that. And then, God, there's Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah.
She has that same thing as well, where there's just a little bit too much space in between those eyes. But yeah, I don't know. It's a look.
She does have some entries on Mr. Skin.
Hello.
Anya Taylor-Joy?
Yeah, I'm looking at her butt right now.
This episode is over. We'll see you next week, everybody.
We knew this would quickly devolve into objectifying women. Top five goos.
How else do you make goo?
Where are we?
Yeah, my number three. Queso.
Oh, queso. Yeah.
Great dip.
It's a good dip. What's your go-to restaurant queso?
Go-to restaurant? I don't know. I'd say any Mexican restaurant in the area, really.
Okay.
It was Qdoba.
Yeah. I used to get I haven't gone to Qdoba in a long, long time. And I was a much bigger fan of Qdoba than Chipotle.
Same.
Oh, controversial.
Yeah. You can make
Chipotle sucks.
Chipotle it's always cold somehow. every time I've ever gotten it, it's cold and it's very salt heavy.
Mm. I think it depends on which Chipotle you go to or like what your experience or your thoughts on Chipotle are, because I went to one in the fuck was I? It was like Dedham or something the other day. I was out running errands and I walked into like a war zone. Like I opened up that door and there's just like trash everywhere. There's like a line that makes no sense. It's so loud and like everyone's just like frantically trying to like make Mexican food. It was awful. And like I picked up my food to go, but then other Chipotles, you go in and everything's spick and span and people are friendly and not sociopathic and the food's good. And I don't know. I think it depends on what your local Chipotle is like.
Also, for like the cost of Chipotle, I could just go to a Mexican restaurant and get a better version of it at this point. Because I'm not going to spend $5 for guac or whatever the cost is now.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think my double steak burrito is like $18 or something.
Oh my God.
Christ, man.
Let me say something about the burritos, too. I don't want a fucking orb of burrito, all right? Fucking stretch it out.
Agreed.
Also, mix that shit up.
While we're on Chipotle, hey, fun fact, you know you can go and you can ask for plain white rice there, and they have to go into the back and bring you rice that doesn't have cilantro and butter mixed into it.
Oh, where do you can ask for that? I hate cilantro.
Yeah, but like it's always annoying because there's always a line. And you're like, can I have plain white rice, please? And they're like, sure, I'll be back in 10 minutes. Like, why don't you just keep it here?
I don't know. Anyways. All right. Sam.
I don't know how to hint at what my number three is other than like I would put this on my hands if I wanted to make sure my drumsticks don't go flying across the room.
Rosin?
Huh.
It is. It's a little product called Gorilla Snot.
Oh, yeah. I would have been able to guess that.
Never heard of this.
Yeah, it's basically
hold
just
your
like,
pick.
Yeah, exactly. You can use it for holding your guitar pick or your drumsticks. Or I know there's a bunch of other uses for it, but that's kind of what I've known it for. They make something called a sports grip, which I'm assuming is probably for lifting instead of like powder or something. Yeah, I could really use this right now because I have electronic drums and I love to play them, but there is not a time where I practice drums where those sticks don't launch clear across the room. And I asked all my drummer friends, I'm like, hey, so does this happen to you? Like, how often, you know, does this happen? And they're like, it just happens all the time. I'm like, okay. Like, if you're holding your sticks right, you're not gripping them super tight, and yeah, they will just go flying. And it's up to you as a good drummer to just be able to grab another stick real quick and not miss a beat. I'm like, oh, well, turns out I'm a terrible drummer, and I'll just get up and walk across the room.
That's why you need to invest in a drumstick quiver.
Yes, exactly. A quiver. Yeah, Gorilla Snot.
There you go.
Great name.
Is this a hair product?
No.
If you're brave enough.
I mean, anything's a hair product. You put it in your hair.
I typed in Gorilla Snot, and it's Gorilla Snot gel. And it's a photo of a gorilla with a mohawk.
Yeah, I mean, they have great branding. Just the name alone is enough to, like, you know, if you saw it in a store and you didn't know what it was, you would see the name, laugh, and then have to pick up the product and be like, what is this and how can I buy it?
Right.
Yeah. Big fan of smart names. Yeah, I think Gorilla Snot really nails it. And actually, I'm probably going to add some to my Amazon cart right now.
All right. Settle down.
Stop Sorry, bragging. This episode brought to you by Gorilla Snot.
All right. Am I up?
You're up.
Do it.
All right. My number three, goo. It's not a person.
Oh, I was going to say, what Nickelodeon children star is at this time?
Well, it's not a person, but it's a being of some kind. My number three goo is the middle part of the transformation between two individual stations into one giant station. So I'm a big station fan, as I've declared. And there's a moment when the two stations run into each other. They become a goo. Mm-hmm. And then from that goo grows the giant station. Mm-hmm. So my number three is the middle part goo. If that makes sense.
Station transitionatory goo.
Yes. Yeah. It's a great goo. It's what leads us to a big station with a great butt. And also every time I think of station, I just go, who thought of this? Who was writing this story to go, what about just a thing, a troll like monster for no reason? Mm-hmm. but yeah, no, the middle part, station, it's great.
Station.
It's great. It's a great character. It's the smartest being in the universe, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's not, you know, pretend like he's not. Give the man credit or thing. Here's a question. Mm-hmm. If there's a monster and it's an adult and it's biologically male, do you call it a man? Does man apply to a biologically male monster, adult monster?
I thought man was like that's what species we were.
Okay, that tracks. Like human? Human? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you would call someone like a monster, like the wolf man, or...
Yeah, but he's part man.
Bird man.
Part man.
Part man, yeah.
Monster man.
But, all right.
Part monster, part man.
Macho man.
What about like a random orc or Shrek?
Shrekman.
Is Shrek a man? Would you call Shrek a man?
A fella.
It's not a man.
Is Shrek a man?
Can't find is Shrek a man. He dreams in cause he dreams and rare. Can't find his Shrek a man.
This is highbrow stuff.
This is what happens when you get top five goos.
Station goo.
The station goo.
Smokey is the bandit.
Smokey is the bandit. Yeah, it's my number three is station goo. We don't need to go into it any further. I know I've already won, so I'll start preparing my deaths for next week. Will.
Yes.
Will.
Go ahead.
My number three, childhood candy, favorite of mine, Squeeze Pops.
My number two.
Oh, shit.
My number two.
Off you go.
Off I go. I just talked, so I'll let you take it for the most part. But the only thing I will say is, this is arguably the gooiest goo on anyone's list, but please, Will, continue.
I think so. I agree with that. So those not familiar, Squeeze Pop is a candy that came in like a toothpaste style tube with a big nipple on it.
No, it wasn't a nipple. It was basically like a butthole.
Yes, so I was going to try to say like an inverted.
It is very much a butthole. I'm looking at the photo now. It is definitely a butthole.
And yeah. You put that thing in your mouth like it's a cock, and you just slurp on the end of it while you squeeze this goo down your gullet. Came in three original flavors, green, red, and blue. I like the red because it makes your lips look nice and sexy.
That's right, just sucking on a bloody anus.
And I used to always get these. I go on a yearly vacation up to Maine with the family. And the store always had these in this like campground resort place. And I would get one on like Monday and just eat it until Thursday. I'd leave it out on the picnic table overnight.
Covered in ants.
Come back. Yeah, ants and fucking pine needles all over it. You'd just flick most of them off. And then just, I think their catchphrase was, get to slurping.
Catchphrase sucks.
Does it? I don't think it exists at all anymore. I can't find it.
I've seen that there were some variations along the way, but I'm not sure any exist currently.
I'm seeing like knockoffs.
I remember these, but I don't think I ever had one.
They're awful.
It's thing gross. Is, it looks like it.
Yeah. Like you would be like, oh, I'm going to squeeze the whole tube in my mouth. And if you did that, it was awful.
You can't.
It was fucking awful. That stuff is so thick and viscous. To have like a friggin' mass amount of that in your mouth. Oh, it's just like, you might as well just throw up. You might as well just puke. But like, it like was self-controlled moderation. Like it was fine as a candy if you ate it like, I don't know, a normal human being. But sometimes it'd be like, I'm going to fucking go for it and fucking be like,
then you're just licking the inside of your mouth for 20 minutes like Mr. Ed and the peanut butter.
Yeah.
So I wanted to try to look up how many grams of sugar are in a squeeze pop.
All of it.
would anybody like to guess?
Grams of sugar in a squeeze pop. I'll say 108.
Wow. 36.
I'm going to say 65.
Ooh. Well, Charles is closest without going over, but it does say it's 59 grams of sugar.
And what's the volume of it?
The volume of it, 28 grams.
It doesn't tell you in ounces.
Oh God! Well, I think the thing I'm looking from is from the UK.
it's a squeeze pop.
It's the only actual picture of squeeze pop nutritional facts that I can find on the internet.
60 grams equates to 2.1 ounces.
No,
how big is the package?
No, that's what I'm asking. Is how big is the package?
Right, I'm getting there.
Okay, relax.
this is a lot of goo research I got to do. Hold on.
I've probably done more research for this episode than any other episode.
Yeah.
I can get an 18 count of squeeze pops for $30.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'm actually looking at that. It's sold out.
On Amazon, they're not Hubba Bubba squeeze pops, but they're Kids Mania ooze tubes.
Yeah, I don't want that. That might be totally different.
That's what Dan Schneider called his cock.
Hey. Oh. Hey, listen. Never mind. I'm not even going to get into it.
You're going to defend him?
No, I'm just going to say there are no allegations against him. This is a lot of hearsay.
I kind of think the same thing. I watched the first episode. I'm like, this guy's definitely an incel creep, but...
Right. I know. It's like, there has to be... I mean, it's guilty by context, right? But like, you would think with all this, someone would be like, yeah, he did this to me, but they don't exist, which is weird. I think that's more weird and potentially more nefarious, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he can be like a raging asshole and a creep without being an actual pedophile.
Right, but people are just, they mainly accuse him of being a pedophile. It's like that's like the mainstream.
He is the face of the pedophilia documentary series that's very popular right now. So
yes.
Whether he is or isn't, he is the face of it.
Right.
And what a face.
I don't know. I just like to be accurate in my slanderings. anyway, squeeze pop, cocking.
I got the math here a little bit.
All right.
So a normal tube of squeeze pop is 4 ounces, so it's a little over 50% sugar.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Oh. Yeah, 59 grams of sugar in a 4 ounce tube of goo. Jesus.
Sugar goo.
Shagoo. All right, who was that?
That was
you, Will.
My number three, your two.
My number two. So now we're on to Charles. You're number two. Let me skip me. All right, yeah. So go ahead, Charles.
This goo is could be found on your shirt while you're driving.
Why is all your goos on your shirt? All your goos are shirt related.
That's how Sam described the episode.
It's an elbow.
It can usually dry on your shirt brown.
Blood?
That's close, I guess.
Bleed while you're driving.
I got one of those highway bleeds.
What happens?
Dries on your shirt brown?
Mm-hmm. Is it some sort of walking clock?
What?
Sorry, this is a Simpsons reference.
I have no idea. All I can think about is blood.
It's ketchup.
Tomato blood.
Tomato blood. Now, is it ketchup or catsup?
Ketchup.
So
catsup.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Every time I've ever had ketchup dried on my shirt, it's somehow sticky, but also somehow still like a still it's like fluid.
Do you excuse me. Does anyone watch Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my hotel go to.
Nice. Did anyone ever see the episode when those people were trying to pitch like the solid ketchup sheets or condiment like sheets?
What?
No. So there was these people made this product. It basically was like ketchup or mustard, but they came in like little squares that you would just like lay on a sandwich. And it was like for like people to like go on picnics and like, you know, travel and, you know, whatever. No one bought it, and I've never heard of it again, but it was just like, I don't know, something about like a more solid ketchup slice was so gross.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, go on about your ketchup. What's your ketchup brand of choice?
I don't really have a preference. If it's a fucking store brand, I'll just get that.
Oh, you're so cheap.
That is gross.
Just ketchup.
What are you? There's one brand.
You don't do health ketchup?
Health ketchup? What is that?
I'm not spending $10 for a small bottle like the keto or paleo ketchup. That's bullshit.
Well, they have at least they have like the Heinz makes like a, you know,
ketchup
like
for queers. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It's the ketchup is with a Q.
Ketchup.
They make like simply tomato something. It's like sweetened with just tomatoes.
I know what you're talking about. That stuff's gross. that's cool if you're at a restaurant and be like, oh, you go to a nice burger place. We have our own homemade ketchup. Be like, oh, that's neat. And then you try it and you're like, this is fine, I guess.
You handed me a tomato.
Yes.
Well, that's because ketchup has almost as much sugar as a squeeze pop.
Good.
Yeah, give it to me,
it's tasty.
Ketchup is good. You know what? I don't have ketchup as much now as much as I used to as a kid. Like it's not even like a go-to condiment anymore. Even for like French fries, I'm always like, can I get a barbecue sauce, please? I don't know why. I do like it. You know what? I kind of want some right now.
And can we some ketchup?
I might just take a little dollop on the finger. Running under my gums.
Just shoot that right in your mouth.
Like some leftover Coke running on my gums. Yeah. Ketchup's a good one. Mm-hmm. It's a good one for sure. I like that Tabasco ketchup that they put out. That was good.
They have a jalapeno ketchup now. Hmm. I've been tempted to buy, but I know that would be in my fridge for like over a year.
Yeah. I have in my cupboard right now a dill pickle mustard I've been meaning to try.
Ugh. That sounds tasty.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I'll try it today. I got some hot dogs in the fridge.
Ooh. Ever tried Jim Ross's
tortillas?
Ketchup?
There you go.
Jim Ross's ketchup? No.
Oh.
Have you?
I thought he had his own barbecue sauce.
I did too.
He's got his own line of condiments.
Flabbernacking.
Oh, come on.
JR's ketchup.
$42.99.
Holy shit.
$7.99 to get his Chipotle ketchup.
He has a hot sauce too. It's a Bell Pepper, Bell's Bell Palsy Pelper. Bell Pepper hot sauce.
Oh my god!
Try to open it, but it's so stiff. What are we talking about? Bell's Palsy?
Yeah.
Oh, ketchup. Ketchup.
Number two is Bell's Palsy.
All right. Well, my number two is already been said, so we can go right on to Sam. Oh, no, wait. Okay. It goes Sam's anyway. All right, go to Sam, and then we'll go to Will.
All right. All right, here's a weird hint.
Okay.
My number two is a goo that if you eat, you will turn into a plant.
What?
My number two is the...
Wait. You turn into a plant?
Yeah.
Is it monster blood?
No. But okay. You're not far off.
Okay.
My number two is the green slime from Troll 2.
Oh, of course. My mistake.
Has anyone watched Troll 2?
No.
No.
I remember, famously bad.
I had friends that were like into it, but
yes.
I never partook.
It's 100% worth watching. Troll 2, famously one of the worst movies of all time. Not a sequel to a movie called Troll. It's not a sequel to any movie. And it features zero trolls. It does, however, have goblins, which is fun. A bunch of weird facts about this movie. You can go on and on. You can read so much about it, just how bizarre of an anomaly it is. But it was conceived as anti-vegetarian propaganda.
Hell yeah. I'm on board.
So here's a little description. The goblins in this movie prey on humans, yet they can only eat plant matter. So the monsters force people to eat special foods that convert them into vegetable paste. The Italian screenwriter Rosella Drudi, who concocted Troll 2's unusual premise, says, "I came up with a story about goblins who were vegetarians because at that point in my life, I had many friends who'd become vegetarians and it pissed me off."
Hell yeah.
So there's a great... there's a great scene in this movie where there's a family and they're sitting around the table and they're eating a bunch of food that clearly has been covered with this green goo. There's like literally one of them's eating like an ear of corn, but it's covered in green goo and everything has green goo on it. And they don't notice for whatever reason, except for the young kid in the family. He notices and he knows what's going to happen to them if they eat that goo, is that they'll turn into fucking plant matter. So he stands up and he pisses all over the table of the food so they don't eat it.
Brilliant.
Yes. If you guys are looking for a movie night, definitely go out of your way to watch Troll 2. You won't regret it. And my number two is the green slime that will turn you into a plant from Troll 2.
Very good.
Good form, Peter.
Good form, Peter. all right, so I'm done already. So, Will.
Oh, down to my last one.
Wait, did you do
your number one? Yeah, you haven't done your number one.
I haven't done my number two yet. No one's done their number one. Okay. Huh. Will, you're number two.
Yes. So, my number two is the luxurious truffle butter.
Huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You don't know about truffle butter?
I do.
Definitely something that if I found it on my shirt or elbow, I would be like, "What is this goo? It smells like shit, tastes like cum." You know what I mean, Sammy?
Go on.
For those I guess who don't know, truffle butter.
This might be a local thing.
When you go, you're having some intercourse, and you go from the vajay to the bum. And you climax yourself as the male, and it all mixes together into this brownish, whitish slurry.
Okay. So this is anus cum, is what it is.
Yeah, it's poop and cum.
You're not talking about the actual condiment, truffle butter.
I shouldn't have taken that time to have a bite of oatmeal.
Who are you to say it's not a condiment?
Anything's a condiment if you put it on a sandwich.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Go on.
Definitely an icky goo. You really want to get it off you once, you know, the time is over. So you always keep some wet wipes on hand. You got to go in knowing you're going to get this goo everywhere if you're into those sort of things. And the last thing you want is pink eye on your dick. So always keep some dude wipes handy. It's our sponsor for this show, Dude Wipes.
Get the poop
cum off your dick.
This was like a popular phrase in middle school.
I don't think I've ever heard this referred to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like this is definitely like a local thing.
No, it's not.
Okay, never mind.
There was a huge song of Truffle Butter by Nicki Minaj in 2015.
I hate it so much more now.
Yeah.
Ugh. Hold on. I got to look this up.
What are you looking up exactly?
Nicki Minaj, Drake, Lil Wayne, Truffle Butter. It was a top of the charts all summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on, let's check it out. Oh, this song?
Yeah.
What? Is this song about that?
It's the name of the song.
Yeah, but thinking out
loud. It's in the chorus. Right now. Hard to make a song by some motherfucker. Fresh
sheets. I never need a man to take care of me. Yo, I'm in that big boy. Bitches can't rent this. I do miss Nicki Minaj a lot. She was good.
Still around.
I was going to say.
Still making music.
Yeah, too bad she died in that plane crash. it's really sad. R.I.P. Nicki Minaj. All right, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, probably the most gross goo on my list. It's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right, sure. Sure, great. All right. Okay. All right, so now we're back to Charles number one.
Oh,
let's wrap this baby up.
Yeah, so my number one is, it is often clear, viscousy, and usually comes out in strands.
Strands?
Jesus Christ.
Strands?
Strands of goo.
Strands.
I'm going to say, when you step on a mayonnaise packet.
That's a good guess. Will?
I'd refer to it more as ropes, as my searches would reflect.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Will, your thought? What do you think it is?
I guess, Charles, if you had enough flatulence, the truffle butter could come out in strands, but that was my pick, so...
Okay. Sam.
I don't know. I gotta pass.
It's definitely... hair gel.
Oh, hair gel. Well, two of y'all are gross. It's dog drool. Come on.
There you go.
Come on.
There you go. That's a good one. Right off the jowls.
Oh, my God. My fiance's dog, he drools anytime we're getting him, like, food or treats. And it's just, if he doesn't fling his head around, it's on the floor. And God forbid you step in this.
This is my every single morning.
Yes. I wear flip-flops and slides in the house because of this dog. I don't walk around barefoot anymore.
Well, you can't. You hit that on the tile floor and it's
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's real gross. That or if you visit my friend's house, they wanted to get a first dog for both of them. Their first dog, they got a Saint Bernard, and whenever we go there, I just don't wear any of my nice clothes. I'm like, no, I'm just gonna bring stuff I don't care about because I don't want to ruin these pants. But yeah, dog drool. Didn't have an issue with it until the last couple of years because my dog does not drool.
There are a few of those breeds, and I think Saint Bernards are definitely a huge one. The movie Beethoven did not lead you astray with the amount of drool they depict those dogs having. Because we'll work with them at shoots or whatever, and I'll just be like, oh, it's everywhere.
It's just happening all the time.
All the time. Mm-hmm. My dog Joshua, he drools a little bit when the food comes out. But his main go to thing at night for whatever, he gets what we call the groomies, where all he wants to do is like pin you down and clean you for as long as you will let him. And so like, especially if we have company over, you know what I mean? He wants to clean the company. So I'll always, I'll sacrifice one of my feet to him, which is super gross. So like, I'll just literally just like shove my foot in his face and he'll just lick it for like, you know, it could be 15, 20 minutes. It's insane. But yeah, it's covered in dog drool at the end of it, which does turn into a very gooey substance. It's a sacrifice that I have to take for the sake of the company.
Ace does not do that with us, but he will do that with the cats.
Yep.
He will try and groom the cats the whole time. So much so that at one point our cat had a bald spot.
Oh my God.
It's very thoughtful.
It's what very thoughtful one. But at the same time it's very obsessive.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Yeah. Matt, if I remember right, your sister's dog, Primo, he was known for having one long one sometimes. and you would get them to like look at somebody real quick, and it would just like sling across.
Yep. We'd be like sitting around, and someone would be eating something, and Primo would be sitting there, and he'd just be looking at the food, and then this like this goo drool would just form and start to drip and drip and drip, and then I'd get up and walk over to the side of him, and I go, Primo. And he'd turn real quick, and he'd just fling it across the room, and I'd always hope it just land on somebody. All right. R.I.P. Primo. Great dog.
Oh, yeah.
The nicest boy.
Let's see. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, Sam, you're number one.
Okay. My number, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. My number one is ectoplasm.
That's my number one.
Sick.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is a gentleman's goo.
Yeah, I mean, it's a top tier goo.
I mean, so much so that, you know, we heard about it in the first movie, the first Ghostbusters movie, you know, you get slimed from Slimer, that sort of thing, but then it's the second movie. They're like, all right, we're filling the whole city with goo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Matt, take it away.
Goo punch. No. So, yeah, ectoplasm. It's, I don't know. I think this was like a big deal to me as a kid. I was like, I went through the phase of like really being into like ghosts and like Ghostbusters, and like ectoplasm was like a thing. So when I would like run around with like my little, the real Ghostbusters little action figures and stuff, you know, I'd be like, oh, ectoplasm. And like everything was covered in ectoplasm. And sometimes, like, I don't know, I would like go check things to see if they were covered in ectoplasm, for no reason, just being a dumb kid. But I mean, beyond Ghostbusters and even that, it's just like, I don't know. Then like when I was like became older and there'd be like ghost documentaries or like, oh, ghost hunters or whatever. They'd be like, oh, you know, we found a bit of ectoplasm. I'd be like, no way, you did not. So yeah, I don't know. Ectoplasm. It's just, it's also such a cool word. Mm-hmm. Ectoplasm, man. Mm-hmm. So fucking rad.
Yeah. You know, the ectoplasm in Ghostbusters 2 is great, because that movie came along like right at the time where, like, you know, this was kind of, I don't want to say pre-CGI, but like they definitely weren't using CGI. So, you know, there's like just all sorts of weird gooey special effects going on in this movie. There's when the ectoplasm slime or whatever like attacks Sigourney Weaver in the bathroom, like comes out of her bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
I was obsessed with kind of the look and the concept of like so much ectoplasm in this movie.
there's so much
of it. Just fucking rivers of ectoplasm running under the streets of New York.
Yep.
Yeah,
fueling the hatred.
Yep, exactly. So yeah, ectoplasm. I don't think that there is a cooler goo on the planet. It's quite cool.
quite cool.
I didn't realize that this was not, this term was coined in 1894.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
wild.
It's a weird, if you just Google ectoplasm, it's a weird Google search on images. I figured it'd be Ghostbusters stuff. And it's like all the old, like fake photos.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fake.
It's real to me, man. Damn it.
Yeah. That's what a fine number one.
Then number great one, number sure. One.
A number one so nice, we had it twice.
That's right.
They even made it into a tasty beverage.
Ecto cooler.
Yeah.
I could go for some homemade Ecto cooler right now. It's so thick.
All right, Will, finish us off.
Nope, I already gave up my number one to Loogies.
Oh, that's right, we're all Loogies. Done. Do we have any fun butt lists?
We do have some fun butt goos.
Okie dokie.
If you want your list read, you can go to top5ofdeath.com and join the Discord.
That's right, I want to check right now and make sure that shit still works.
I think it does. I think it should. But, good, the cat feeder is going off. This is good timing. Right at 12. First up, we have Gray. Number 5, he has Floam. Number 4, Silly Putty. 3, Nickelodeon Slime. 2, Goo from the inside of a glow stick.
And, that's a good one.
Number 1, Gak.
Yeah, probably a, they easy stole one, that. A layup.
They stole Gak from Flarp.
What?
Yeah.
I have to look. Next up, we have Freshest of the Fun Butts, Mitch Mint. Number 5, Gak. Number 4, Gravy, preferably brown or turkey. 3, Hot Fudge. 2, Nickelodeon Slime. I've heard it's vanilla flavored. And number 1, Lady Lube, a.k.a. the oil to her engine, the sauce to her taco.
Gross.
Next up, we have Daniel Sepultura. Number 5, we have engine oil. 4, differential fluid. 3, transmission fluid. 2, suspension grease. And number 1, gear oil.
That cars are just filled with goo.
Yes, they are.
Makes the I world thought go about around. Adding these out.
Next up, we have Scissor Lord. Number 5, baby gravy. Number 4, ball barf. 3, love liquor. 2,
love liquor.
Yeah. 2, throat yogurt.
Oh, man.
And number 1, penis colada.
If you good like stuff. Penis colada.
Next up, we have K-Funk. Number 5, Goo Gone, a goo that removes other goos.
Hell yeah.
Number 4, the Goo Goo Dolls. 2 goos for the price of 1.
There it is.
3, ectoplasm. Slimer was entirely made of this. Number 2, placenta. He says, my AIM name was Yay for Placenta, also the miracle of life and all that. And number 1, Blob from A Boy and His Blob.
Oh, what a good one. Fuck.
Next up, we have Raven with 2 Vs. Number 5, Cloud Dough.
Cloud Anybody? Dough?
It's like cloud a toy type thing, dough, like was it? Flom or okay. Gak.
Number 4, Goo from the Inside of Stress Toys.
Oh, that's a good goo.
3, Oobleck. 2, Butter Slime. And number 1, Cum.
There it
nice.
Is.
Next up, we have Dingus Adams. Number 5, Shower Cum, when you jizz in the shower and it gets all goopy. 4, that tasty yeasty beastie that makes my wife's pussy cream like butter.
Oh,
beer.
My God.
3, machine lube to grease up the moving parts on my mechanical dildo pump. 2, cum butter that I've churned in my wife's meat hole. And number 1, that dick cheese that builds up around your dick if you don't wash it for a few weeks goes great on pizza.
Schmegma.
And last, we have Tyranny Draxon. 5, slime in general. I have 2 kids that can't get enough of it. 4, congealed grease / fat from cold meat that always makes me gag. 3, Slimer from the OG Ghostbusters. 2, Nickelodeon Green Slime, the way better than the Oscars.
All right.
All right. And number 1, the Blob from the Blob. Can't forget the simplest, scariest classic monster. First time poster, but I've listened to the podcast like 2 times through so far.
Sick.
Nice.
And that's the Fun Butts.
Classic episode, guys.
Great goos.
As far as Nickelodeon goose. Slime, did you guys ever see when they slimed Katy Perry, but they did it with such force?
Oh, that they knocked
it,
her over?
Like, knocked her over and blew it up her nose.
Hey, listen. We've all thought about it.
We've all wanted to slime Katy Perry.
100%.
Did you guys ever get to go to Nickelodeon like studios? And
I did.
Taste no. the slime?
No.
You say
no.
Taste
it's,
the slime?
I think it's made of applesauce, or it was.
Yeah, it's made of like you can eat it.
Yeah.
Or it was.
All
right. Yeah. Goo.
Well said.
That's how I feel about this whole episode.
Oh, if anyone wants to go back and count the number of times we've said goo during this episode, I'd be curious. I'd be curious to know the over-under on that.
Be a great drinking game.
Mm. I wonder what it could be.
Well, as always, goodbye.
Go fuck yourself. Hold on. I'm updating the redirect here.
Anybody have some?
This is the point of the podcast where we do clerical work. What was that, Charles?
Any honorable mentions?
Oh, the Goo Goo Dolls were mine.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I was gonna say Grimer, Muck, or Ditto from Pokemon.
Goos. Yeah, okay. Enough of your goo talk. I have forwarded the domain successfully. All right, so go to top5ofdeath.com, join the Discord, and have a great time doing so. We'll catch you next week, and as always, smell you later.